This is Akashwani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. On the second day of his Gujarat visit, Prime Minister Narendra Modi led the grand Shaurya Yatra at Prabhas Patan, organized as part of the historic Somnath Swabhiman Parv. The Yatra was a ceremonial procession of 108 horses organized to honor the countless warriors who defended the Somnath temple over centuries. Thousands of devotees from across the country took part in the procession. Addressing the gathering, Prime Minister Modi said that we have to be united and defeat all such forces conspiring to divide us. He said that those forces who oppose the restoration of Somnath temple are present and active in India. Mr. Modi further said that such forces are conspiring against India and hence we have to be vigilant and powerful.
वो ताकतें मौजूद हैं, पूरी तरह सक्रिय हैं, जिन्होंने सोमनाथ पुनर्निर्माण का विरोध किया और इसलिए हमें ज्यादा सावधान रहना है, हमें खुद को शक्तिशाली बनाना है, एकजुट रहना है, ऐसी हर ताकत को हराना है जो हमें बांटने की साजिश रच रही है.
The Prime Minister also said that those who sacrificed everything for the temple weren't given importance, and some politicians and leaders tried to whitewash their religiously motivated attacks. He further alleged that the history of hatred and cruelty was hidden from us, and those involved in appeasement politics surrendered before the extremist forces. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Rajkot today to inaugurate the vibrant Gujarat Regional Conference for the Kutch and Saurashtra regions at Marwari University. The conference seeks to accelerate the vision of Viksit Bharat at 2047 through global engagement. During his visit, the Prime Minister will also unveil significant infrastructure projects. Later in the day, the PM will inaugurate the remaining stretch of Phase 2 of Ahmedabad Metro from Sector 10A to Mahatma Mandir Metro Station in Gandhinagar. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan today paid floral tributes to former Prime Minister Lal Bahadur Shastri on his death anniversary at the Vice President's enclave. In a social media post, the Vice President highlighted that the former Prime Minister was a visionary leader whose life exemplified simplicity, integrity and unwavering dedication to the nation. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar concluded his visit to France and Luxembourg, reflecting India's growing engagement with Europe. Ministry of External Affairs said in a statement that during his visit, Dr. Jayashankar called on French President Emmanuel Macron and held bilateral discussions with his counterpart Jean-Noël Barrot. Social media platform X has admitted its mistake and acknowledged gaps in its content moderation standards. Government sources informed that the company has said that they will operate in accordance with the applicable laws and regulations. The issue came to light after the Ministry of Electronics and Information Technology issued a notice to X, raising concerns over the circulation of obscene and sexually explicit content on the platform. This includes contents allegedly generated or amplified through its AI tool, Grok. In its letter to the Chief Compliance Officer of X, India Operations, the ministry said users were misusing Grok AI to create fake accounts to host, generate, publish or share obscene images or videos of women in a derogatory or vulgar manner. The ministry said that the platform was not adhering to regulatory provisions under the Information Technology Act 2000 and the IT Rules 2021. Another Hindu youth has died in Bangladesh, intensifying concerns over violence against religious minorities. 19-year-old Joy Mohapatra died on Friday at a hospital in Silhet after allegedly ingesting poison following a dispute over unpaid mobile phone installments in Dirai Upzila of Sunamganj. Joy's family alleged that he was beaten, humiliated and provoked by shopkeeper Amirul Islam of Burhanpur village over a delayed 500 taka installment for a mobile phone bought on credit. In men's cricket, India is all set to start their 2026 season today as they face New Zealand in the first match of the three-match ODI series at Vadodara in Gujarat. The match will start at 1:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.